This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump say they only need one day to present their client's case in his impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. Trump's lawyers are mounting the former president's defense Friday without any testimony from the former president, who has declined to participate in the trial. Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is, quote, clear and overwhelming, end quote, evidence that Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Then they stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours, end quote, to end the mayhem that left five people dead, including a Capitol Police officer. Several impeachment managers warned that if Mr. Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for the presidency in 2024. Huge crowds thronged cities around Myanmar Friday for a seventh straight day of protests, demanding the return of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This follows Washington's announced sanctions on the generals behind last week's coup. Demonstrations to get the country's generals to relinquish power have so far largely been peaceful, but police fired rubber bullets on students while dispersing a sit-down protest in one city. U.S. President Joe Biden announced his administration was cutting off the military's access to $1 billion in funds. Meanwhile, the United Nations warned Friday that any sanctions must be carefully targeted. This is VOA News. Pakistan said Friday four of its soldiers were killed when terrorists raided a security post in a remote northwestern district. The army said Pakistani troops responded promptly and killed four assailants. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack. The district is a known former stronghold of an alliance of outlawed extremist groups. Tokyo 2020 Olympics chief Yoshiro Mori resigned Friday and again apologized for his sexist remarks that sparked a global outcry, leaving the troubled Olympics searching for a chief 5 months from the start. He said the most important thing now was for the Tokyo Olympics to be a success. He resigned only months before the postponed summer games are scheduled to begin, and it could further erode confidence in the organizers' ability to pull off the event during a coronavirus pandemic. Thursday, Mori asked the mayor of the Olympic Village to take over the top position, but by Friday, public criticism of his hand-picked successor, another older male, reportedly saw the mayor turn down the job. More than 180 human rights groups are calling for diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics to protest Beijing's abuse of racial and ethnic minorities. The coalition of Tibetan, Hong Kong, Taiwanese, and human rights groups issued an open letter calling on governments to boycott the 2020 Games, quote, to ensure they are not used to embolden the Chinese government's appalling rights abuses and crackdown on dissent, end quote. Such a so-called diplomatic boycott would involve the withdrawal of ambassadors during the 2022 Games and suspending consular functions February 4th through 20th. Chinese state-controlled media responded with an editorial that warned against boycotting the game, saying, quote, China will definitely retaliate fiercely, end quote. Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, will begin the third lockdown Friday due to a rapidly spreading COVID-19 cluster centered on hotel quarantine. The cluster of COVID-19 cases linked to the hotel grew to 13 Thursday night, with five new cases emerging, including two household contacts of existing cases. The Australian Open will be allowed to continue, but without crowds, for at least 5 days. British scientists announced Friday they developed a test to detect womb cancer using urine samples, explaining the method could replace a painful and invasive procedure currently in use. At present, clinicians diagnose the cancer by taking a biopsy, a process which requires a narrow telescope called a hysteroscope to examine inside the uterus and remove cells. It's a very painful process. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.